round and open the egg and then show everybody what you've got. A donkey, right. So I think we've got a picture of a donkey. And there we are, there's a donkey. Just in case you didn't realise, there's a donkey there and a donkey there. And can you read what it says?
On a colt, a young donkey.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's excellent. So, number two now. There's number two. Well done. Number two. Right, do you want to turn around and show everybody what's in there? They are tough. So what's in there then? Hang on. What's those two things? It's a cup and bread. And do you want your mum to read the bit of paper? I know, it's hilarious.
So, Matthew 26. Jesus took the bread and wine and shared it with his disciples.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Lizzie. Thank you. And then on to number three. Hey, who's not had a go? Oh, that was an easy one. That's good. So, what's in here?
5 silver coins.
Yeah, how many silver coins is there altogether?
7, actually.
There's six, and they're 5p each. So how many are 6 5p's? 30. So that's the equivalent of 30 pieces of silver. So as good as we got. Do you want to read out the...
Matthew 26. We will give you 30 pieces of silver if you hand Jesus over to us.
Right, thank you very much. So that's the chief priest to Judas. Thank you. So what number we got next?
4.
4, brilliant.
Yeah.
4, great. So what's in number 4? 6, yeah. Yeah. So what is that?
It's either a saddle or a chest plate.
A chest plate. So who wore chest plates in?
The Romans and stuff.
Yeah, brilliant. So Roman soldiers. And do you want to read the bit of paper? Brilliant.
John 18. Roman soldiers entered the garden and arrested Jesus.
Right, thank you very much. So, first of all, there was a donkey and the parade into Jerusalem. You remember that from last week. Then there was the Last Supper, and then Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane, and the people came and arrested him. And it was a large amount of soldiers came and arrested him. So, next one, please. Number 5. Excellent.
Oh, there's a chicken.
So big question for you then. Why a chicken?
Why... Is it because, with the Peter, who, he denied Jesus 3 times before the cock crowed?
Excellent, yeah, superb. So Jesus was taken away, wasn't he, to be tried? And then Peter said, oh, I'll follow you wherever. And then he betrayed Jesus and said, I don't know this person at all. So do you want to read your passage?
John 18, before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times.
Brilliant, thank you very much, great. And what's the next one? Oh. So why, anybody know? No, there's no paper for that one. So anybody know why we've got dice? Anybody know that's... Anybody out here know why there's dice? Pauline, you're nodding. Yeah, that's right. So the soldiers threw dice to see who could have Jesus' cloak. Thank you very much. That's why there's dice in there. And then the next one, please.
What number was that just then?
Seven, right. Number seven. So what's number seven?
A cross.
So why have we got a cross today?
Because it represents the cross and when Jesus was crucified.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much. That's very good. And what does the bit of paper say?
John 19. They made Jesus carry his own cross to a place called the Skull.
Right. Thank you very much. So, excellent. So, Jesus was tried and he was found guilty and he had to take his cross to the place to be crucified. So obviously there were trumped up charges, he was totally innocent, but they found him guilty. So next one, please. Who's got the next one? Ah, great. Brilliant. So this is a sword.
Sword?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Will you help me?
A centurion.
Centurion. Yeah. When the centurion standing there in front of Jesus saw how he had breathed his last, he said, truly this man was the Son of God.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you. So the centurion was standing there with his sword, and when Jesus died, the centurion said, he was a soldier in many campaigns, seen lots of people, fought lots of people, and yet he said, this is the Son of God when Jesus died. So, next one, please. Number nine, I reckon.
So, there's a stone.
A stone, right. So, what do you think a stone represents?
The stone by the tomb.
Yeah, excellent. So, remember, they rolled a huge stone across the tomb so that nobody could get in, nobody could take the body away. So, that's what that represents. And
Mark 16, when they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away, even though it was very large.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So when they got to the tomb on Easter Sunday, that huge stone that it took two men to put across the tomb had been rolled away. And number 10. What's in number 10?
Paper.
Just paper, nothing else? Yeah. So number 10 is empty. So did I mess up and forget something? Or why is it empty? Yeah.
It's because Jesus came out of the tomb.
Yeah.
And there was nothing in it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So nothing in the tomb because Jesus had come out of it. So
Luke 24. When Peter ran into the tomb, he found it was empty.
Brilliant. So the tomb was empty because Jesus had been raised from the dead. So that is why we have hope today that if we trust in Jesus, then he gives us new life, relationship with God, and hope for the future. So thank you very much to everybody. Maybe a round of applause for those who took part. Great.